You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, my family, it's always good to be here with you. Thank you for loving the Lord. Thank you for loving His Word. Thanks for loving His Mass. And thanks for listening to the podcast. I get emails from all over the world. It's always so cool to hear how far-reaching the gospel is. Just praise God, and I pray that He blesses you this week. I mean that sincerely. Let's take a look at the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, our first reading from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 9, our responsorial psalm from Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2, then verses 6 through 9, our second reading from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, and our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. My brothers and my sisters were a family. That's why I say brothers and sisters. And families have problems. Families get into squabbles. Families have issues. That's part of being a family, that we're all different, but we're all the same, if that makes sense. We all have dignity. The church says so, but God says so. We're made in God's image and likeness, but it doesn't mean we always act like God. And from time to time, brothers and sisters are going to get into it. Now, I know I came from a big family. I don't have a huge family, but I know I watch my kids and the way that they fight and the way that they argue and quarrel from time to time. Doesn't mean they don't love each other, but that's just life. It's part of our fractured nature. And in the gospel this week, Jesus is really practical. It's beautiful. And He goes on to talk to His disciples about, if a brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Now, that's the first way you're supposed to handle a problem. A fraternal correction is what it's called. If someone wrongs you, instead of turning around and gossiping about them, turning around and getting other people mad at them, instead of blowing up at them, you go approach them and you share with your brother or your sister how you feel that they wronged you. But you do it just between the two of you. He says if he listens to you, you've won over your brother. If he doesn't listen, then take one or two others along with you. Now, that's not to gang up on him. That's not to beat the person down. What it is this is an opportunity to bring witnesses. Again, not to say, yeah, you did do that, where they feel outnumbered or condescended to. You bring two or three witnesses because you're trying to show the validity of your argument. But more importantly, you're trying to show that what that person did to you is breaking down the family. It's breaking down the body. It's breaking down from community. That's why you bring parts of the community to help you witness, not to, you know, bear false witness, not to gossip, not to slander, but to bear witness, to say, look, this is hurting the greater body, and to try out of love to bring them back into proper community. Now, if the person who sinned against you doesn't listen to you and doesn't listen, step two, to the other witnesses you bring, the third step in conflict resolution, according to Jesus, is to bring them to the church. And this doesn't mean the church proper. It doesn't mean if someone wrongs you and gossips about you, you go and tell Father or go and tell the nun down at the parish. What this means is the church is the community. Because what we have to understand is that when a person sins, they're not just sinning against themselves, they're sinning against the whole community. And even if someone has an issue that's valid, a valid issue is not the license to sin. A valid issue is not the license to wrong a brother or a sister. What we have to understand is that we're hurting the greater community. And when we sin against somebody, we're putting ourselves outside of the church, outside of the community, because we're supposed to live in love. And this is why in the first reading, we're hearing about, I have appointed you as a watchman. And if you see somebody doing something wrong, something wicked, and you don't speak out to dissuade the wicked person, I'm going to hold you responsible. That's because we all have to have each other's backs. We're in this together. We're supposed to love one another. There's sins of commission, which are the ones we usually focus on. What I did this, I did this, I did this. But if you pay attention at Mass, and especially in the Confiteor, we ask forgiveness for the things that we did and also for the things that we didn't do, sins of omission. And a lot of times we focus so much on the sins of commission, the things we did, that we don't stop to consider how many times was I supposed to speak up and I didn't? How many times should I have called somebody out of their sin and I didn't? How many times should I have reached out to someone who broke away from the community and I didn't? You see, so often when it comes to sin, we're looking for all the loopholes. How can I get away with this? How can I sin? How can I do this? But not really looking at it through the lens of love. We're so busy looking about what we can get away with in loopholes that we stop. We don't view it through the lens of what have I failed to do? And that takes love. My brothers and my sisters, in this gospel that we were talking about, and again, even in the second reading, we're reminded of the commandments. Don't kill, don't steal, don't covet, but love your neighbor. And that's what this gospel is about, loving our neighbor back into proper community, loving our neighbor back in a right relationship. It's not about retaliation if someone wrongs you. It's about reconciliation. And this is a hard teaching. It's not easy to love when someone's wronged you. And if they've wronged you hard enough, you know, odds are they might not listen, even if you bring other witnesses, even if you bring the church. But the goal is not to shame them into coming back into the church, and the goal is not to make them feel worse. The goal is for them to be able to see that what they've done has an effect on other people, and what they've done ultimately breaks down the church that we're trying to build up. My brothers and my sisters, it ain't easy, but it is beautiful. Families are going to have squabbles, but they don't have to turn into full-blown fights or arguments or debates. Families need to grow with one another in love. We sharpen each other by calling each other out of our sins, not just the ones we commit, but by looking up and saying, where have I failed to love? Where have I failed to reach out to somebody? That's a great place to start this week. Look at your own life. Look at those relationships that maybe you failed to speak up when you should have, failed to reach out when you should have, failed to listen when someone called you out of something. Start there in your prayer. Reconcile with those people, because when you reconcile with them, you reconcile with the church, and the church is stronger for it. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.